A team of forces kick up dust as they race through darkness. LD Entertainment. A neon sign turns into a smoking snowman. The sign reads, American High. In a festive living room with stockings above a fireplace, an ornate book opens, titled, It's a Wonderful Binge.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and I've got a tale to tell. In the very near future, things have all gone to hell. In 2027, it was made illegal to take drugs or to drink. A puff, sniff, or sip will land you straight in the clink. Except for one night, the binge, as it's known, where it's perfectly legal to get drunk, high, or stoned. But something else happened that no one could anticipate. Spending Christmas with family sober would make you irate. So this year they did what you wouldn't believe. They brilliantly moved the binge to Christmas Eve. So grab some mistletoe, kids, and prepare to get hyped. A merry binge-mas to all, and may you all suck it down tight.
An LD Entertainment production.
Welcome to our holiday blowout! You know our motto, when you've literally got nowhere else to go, come here!
An American High film. At a pizza parlor, a fox jams on guitar, a bear plays the keyboard, and a dog DJs. Kids rush to the stage. Kids jump and clap along with the mascots. From behind jets of steam, a mouse mascot jumps down to the stage. He pops up and does hip-hop moves while the kids wave their arms. Thrusts his palms side to side, then does an arm wave. He turns an older woman around on stage, and another blonde woman smacks his behind. The mouse twirls, and his gloves fling off, revealing a man's bare hand. The dog signals to the mouse, who then hides his hands. Children and parents scowl at the mouse. He stares back through motionless blue eyes. A girl with braids angrily points at the mouse. Birthday girl punches the mouse in the gut and kids swarm him. One jumps on his back, but the mouse flings him off. The girl breaks a guitar on the mouse's back. He collapses. The dog covers his eyes. A boy rips the head off the mouse, revealing Hags, a young man with a goatee and an afro fade. Hags winces as the boy flaunts the head triumphantly. The dog takes off his mask, revealing Andrew, a gangly long-haired guy. A little girl looks up at him innocently.
Oh, y'all are in trouble now. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Andrew clocks the child in the face. Hags grins broadly as Andrew repeatedly slams the birthday girl's face into a cake. Andrew hurls the boy into a pair of Christmas trees, sending ornaments flying as the boy crashes down. The title appears. It's a Wonderful Binge. In a festive town square, Andrew and Hags pedal a party bike with a snowplow.
We're gonna get high, gonna get baked, till every inch of us just aches. Gonna do lines, gonna pop tabs, ingest everything we grab, have some shrooms.
I can't believe they fired us on Christmas.
Fired? Oh, they weren't paying me.
What?
Yeah, I never actually worked there. You know, I just showed up whenever you had a shift. Nobody really ever said anything.
Andrew, I've been meaning to tell you something.
Oh, look, they're selling those special binge advent calendars.
I heard they have this explosive ketamine that makes you Freaky Friday with whoever you're with.
Andrew,
full body swap.
Andrew, I'm not binging tonight.
We don't have to Freaky Friday if you don't want, but come on, man, we gotta binge.
I know, bro, but can you keep something between you and me?
Absolutely.
I'm proposing.
What? Really?
Sarah's the love of my life, and I'm going over to her dad's house today to ask him for permission.
My boy's getting married!
Shh, Andrew, get down on the low.
Sorry, I just can't contain myself.
I'm getting married.
Get married. I'm getting married.
Look at you, man.
Sweet baby boy. All grown up.
By the way, you and Kimmy are next. Okay.
Hags grins awkwardly.
Because the only thing that matters is we get so fucking high.
In City Hall, a blonde woman speaks as crew members put up Christmas decorations.
Comes to pass, and we all snuggle around the fire with our loved ones. May our smiles be wide, and our hearts be full, and our my God!
Sorry, Mayor. I was saving it for the binge later. It slipped out of my pocket.
Come here.
Okay.
Stop the work, please. Hold the work! Please. I must be confused. By my calculations, The binge doesn't start for 7 hours. You do understand that the punishment for having an open bottle before the binge begins is up to 25 years in prison, yes?
Ma'am, please. I have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas.
See what else he has?
My pleasure.
An officer pats the long-haired man down and finds baggies.
Drugs.
Will you looky there? This is my town, and I am not going to stand by and let a time-honored event like Winter Wonderland be destroyed because you all want to do a bunch of slam balls out of Frosty's hole.
Frosty's hole?
Frosty's hole? Did I stutter?
Just now when you were mocking me or previously?
Shoot that man in his face.
I can't do that.
Two in the kneecaps, then. Make it quick.
A blonde brunette editor, Kimmy and Sarah.
Oh, my God! You're making me feel like maybe I'm the crazy one. Arrest him!
You're under arrest.
Your mom is truly terrifying.
Yeah, she's in the middle of a nervous breakdown or something.
Does anybody else want to binge?
Where are we binging tonight? Chili's? Wackadoodles? I heard Bed Bath & Beyond is doing something in the Beyond area.
Aren't we past all that binge stuff? It's a little immature. Can you follow the snow path? It's a valley. It has to flow a certain way.
Are you serious right now?
Anyway, I kind of have to be here to help my mom.
What is she doing with that owl? Oh,
she wants it to be like a groundhog Punxsutawney Phil thing that brings people into town.
I hate that so much.
It's me and you, kid. Bringing back Christmas.
Andrew arrives at home, then flings his bag aside. He removes his coat, then steps into the living room, where Seb, a masculine guy, makes a gingerbread house with Dakota, a blue-haired girl.
Whop it.
Hey.
What up, bro?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bro.
I got you something, man.
What's that? Is that for me?
Andrew gives two hats that read, Best Brother Ever.
Put it on.
Best Brother Ever.
Hey, Dakota, this is for you. It was a twofer.
I hate you so much.
Babe, we talked about this. What do we say about being nicer to my brother?
I can't. Look at him. Look at all that up there. And all that in the middle part.
My face and my body?
Yeah.
Just be nice to him.
No.
A pudgy man walks up.
I thought I heard someone come in, and you must be Andrew.
But who the fuck is this?
Andrew, I'm Craig, your mom's new lover.
You're banging my mom?
Your mother and I are intimate together, yes. And we have a very special relationship. And, Andrew, I don't think you should be threatened at all by me or my relationship with your mother.
Are you kidding me with this fucking guy? What the hell is going on?
I am so excited to be spending the holiday with you and your family.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love a family that goose around.
Seb chucks candy at Craig.
I'm not so sure you're gonna like Christmas with us.
Can you guys shut the fuck up, please? Andrew, what the hell took you so long to get home?
I was getting presents, Mom! What the fuck?
The only present I ever got was the human papillomavirus from a retired jockey in Ronkonkoma.
Nobody wants to hear your fucking stories.
Actually, I kind of do.
Will you shut the fuck up, Craig?
Don't you tell my Craig to shut up.
I will burn this house to the ground and make it look like a fucking accident.
You are upsetting Craig with all of the yelling. He is a very sensitive man.
I apologize all around.
Don't apologize. How many times have I told you?
I'm not sorry for anything.
You're not sorry?
You're not sorry for anything? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you crazy?
What kind of person are you?
I'm indifferent. I'm just indifferent Craig.
Indifferent Craig? Fix this!
Oh, I'll put a cinnamon glaze on it.
She gives Craig a ham that's burnt to a crisp. Out in the snow, Keegan, an older man, uses a chainsaw to carve an ice sculpture. He wears a beanie and ear protection as he dramatically swings the blade. Hegs approaches to admire the sculpture of a lopsided gingerbread man.
Mr. Martin! Good to see you, sir.
Nice of you to dress up, Hags.
What are you working on?
This little thing I've been working on for the past 2 years.
Wow, sir. You have quite the talent.
Yeah.
I mean, this is basically a flawless gingerbread man.
It's a self-portrait.
Really? What an amazing piece.
Thank you.
Next up, can you sculpt me like one of your French girls?
Hags poses awkwardly.
You know, like in Titanic.
The shipwreck in 1912 that killed 1,500 innocent people? That Titanic?
I meant the movie.
You know as well as I do, movies are just pictures with sound.
Well, I'm happy you're out here because I wanted to talk to you about something. You know, Sarah and I have been dating each other for about 3.5 years.
You're now a good kid, Hex. I know it's been hard holding off being intimate with my daughter.
Yeah, right.
Keegan's smile falls.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're waiting until marriage. We might even wait a couple years after marriage. We could just love each other from a distance. But since you brought up marriage, though, I wanted to ask you, Mr. Martin.
Oh, no, please. Mr. Martin was my father. I'm Dr. Martin. One of the first things I learned in medical school is how to cut through the bone cleanly and swiftly.
You're a foot doctor.
Feet have bones, Hags. That's the second thing I learned in medical school. Let me show you.
Please don't.
He slips on the ice. Kimmy and Sarah decorate a Christmas village.
Hags hasn't been Hags lately. He's been acting like super weird. Has Andrew said anything about him?
Andrew and I had a conscious uncoupling.
How is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
Well, we haven't really talked since I've been away at college, and to be honest, as insufferable as my mom is, she did offer to give me a job, and she thinks that Andrew could ruin her image. Mainly his two dads.
So what? Literally everyone's parents are gay now. If anything, I think that'll help her win the election.
No, like, he literally has two dads. He's a twin from two separate fathers. It's actually pretty common. His mom had sex with two men in a short window of time who got her pregnant at the same time. Like, a Rube Goldberg system of having sex or the
gross
egg gets knocked into one another, and then you get two for the price of one, even if you...
Hey, is that Andrew I hear?
A long-haired man.
Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
A scruffy man has a cigar.
Ah, sugar!
Dad, did someone say my name?
No, nobody said your name.
If I remember correctly, it's almost time for me and your brother to make you eat all the tinsel off the Christmas tree.
I haven't eaten all the tinsel from the Christmas tree in years.
Well, I think it's always sad to see a tradition die.
But the binge starts in 2 hours, and I'm gonna get ass up on this motherfucking dolly, dolly. Whipping up a badge on my world famous nug. Hopefully Hector doesn't puke on the pussycat again.
But you know that cat ran away.
See what you did, Hector?
You know I have a lactose intolerance, Rigo.
Oh yeah, Hector, that excuse ain't gonna fly on the binge tonight. All the rules are out the window.
That's not really how irritable bowel syndrome works.
Well, then I guess you're gonna shit your pants at the dinner table.
I guess I am.
Oh my God.
Kimberly! Kimberly, come!
At City Hall.
Okay, ladies, ears open, mouths closed, eyes wide.
What should we do with our noses?
Flared and proud, Sarah. Mm-hmm.
That owl is freaking me out. What does an owl even have to do with Christmas anyway?
I've got a hunch a similar thing was said about bunnies and Easter, but we all collectively seem to have moved past it. Have we not?
I guess.
You guessed right. And do not play games with me, not tonight, because I am not Hasbro, and this ain't Monopoly. You will be sorry and in trouble if you mess with my operation.
She loves board games. It's like her only frame of reference.
I'm getting that.
Girls, it is only one short month away from the election, and we need to remind this town of who they are. Our brand is family values. Now, I've already confiscated drugs.
The owl uses its talents to secretly nab a bag of glitter.
A redemption piece on me, the mayor who defied all odds, the mayor who brought down the binge, and brought Christmas and tourism back with the magical help of the Christmas owl.
Feathers fly as the owl bursts through its cage.
Nobody move. Nobody move. I call it, it will come to me.
Mayor Spengler holds out her hand. The owl swoops across the room.
Get him! Look at me like you have something to prove!
Shoot this man!
Again, I can't.
People duck as the owl swoops through the town square.
Yes! Give me! Yes! You have your first task as not my daughter, but as my employee. I need that owl back, because it really is the cornerstone of this entire event, do you understand? Go get me my Christmas owl!
Hags wakes up in a hot tub and notices his mouse costume draped over the edge. Dazed, he looks across to find Keegan lounging in a tub with him.
Indoor hot tub, Hags. Just had it installed. It's absolutely crucial when the body temperature drops into 32 like yours did.
Whose bathing suit am I in?
I popped you into one of mine.
So, you want to turn on the bubbles or nothing?
No. I'd like to be able to see right through to the bottom. Too many mysteries in those bubbles. So I think you were going to ask me if you could marry my daughter.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. I mean, if I have your blessing, if that's all right with you. And her, is she okay?
Yeah, that's Grandma Ray. She has nocturnal lagothalmus. She sleeps with her eyes open. She always has.
An old lady with a double chin stares off, cockeyed.
You know, Sarah's all I got. I was adopted just like her and my mother before me. It's part of our family ethos to bring together love from all different walks of life. And that all culminates on Christmas.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Night terrors. Just ignore it. She's fine.
Okay. I mean, sir, you know, Sarah and I are really just...
Don't stare at her, please.
Sir, if she's asleep, how would she know?
Do you want to marry Sarah, or do you want to talk about Grandma Ray?
That's exactly... I would love to marry your daughter. Mm-hmm. I know Sarah and I are both a little stuck in our ways. But I'm starting to notice our friends move on to the next phases of their lives, and I think we're ready to do that, too. You know what? No. I know we are.
Hags and Keegan share a smile.
Mom, wake up! I think it's time to tell them the story of the family ring.
Yes.
Grandma Ray plucks a bulky jewel off her finger.
A jeweled kaleidoscope of different eras, cultures, and love sagas. Originally etched by my great-great-grandfather, who was the bastard child of a wild-eyed blacksmith and a legless courtesan during the Ottoman Empire. Formed from the hottest lava in the hills of Ganesh, there was a tradition that every time the ring was passed down, a stone would be added. Well, she eventually added a ruby and passed it down to her daughter, my great-grandmother, who was the first woman soldier to fight in the Zeranik Rebellion. The ring was quickly lost in a hail of gunpowder and smoke. She buried the ring in her baby daughter's blanket and ran back into the war zone, ready to die.
This is important. Don't miss this next 5 minutes.
That baby was raised by zebras in what was then British East Africa and grew up to be my grandmother, who was eventually adopted by a nice East Coast family. Thus began the long line of adoptions. Well, she went on to marry a longshoreman in northern New Jersey with gout of the hands. Fearful that the ring would be taken from her, she hid it in the body of a 6-foot rainbow trout that her husband had brought home the morning before he went missing. That ring stayed in the carcass of that frozen fish for nearly 4 years. And now I'd bestow it to you. The legend, unbelievable. The smell, intolerable. And now it's yours to make your own story with. Here, catch.
Uh-oh.
Hag searches for the ring.
Right there.
He reaches under the water.
Got it.
Good.
Yeah, see why you keep the bubbles off now.
Now you're starting to get it, Hags.
Yes, sir. You know, that was an amazing story.
Don't even bother. She's conked out. Welcome to the family, son.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Ew. What the fuck is happening here? Why are you guys in the hot tub?
Sarah, I can't explain. I'm just bonding time.
Hi, keep your voice down. My grandma's sleeping.
Okay, babe, can you just grab me a towel?
No! Don't waste the towel. Wipe yourself off on the carpet. That's what it's there for.
Do not roll around on my carpet.
This is my house. Roll around on the carpet, please.
Stop carpet drying.
Roll around. Do it.
Grandma Ray startles Hags. Neighbors flock to Kimmy's two-story house, where a man with glasses plays Santa on the roof. He waves as he leans over a chimney.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Hey, kids, Merry Christmas!
As he climbs into the chimney, the owl soars past. Santa flails and slips off the roof.
Oh, fuck! I'm a fucking owl!
He sits up and fixes his glasses.
Hey, Merry Christmas!
Children and adults stare at him.
Yeah, good to see ya. Ho, ho, ho!
He grins awkwardly.
Ho, 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 ho!
Uncle Chris, what are you doing here?
Hey, Kimmy, I'm here to restore the magic of Christmas.
I actually go by Kimberly now.
Oh, yeah, of course. So mature. Man, so much has changed since I've been in the North Pole.
You mean state prison?
Well, it is 30 miles north of here.
Are you okay?
Are you kidding? It's Christmas Eve. I'm better than ever. But my legs are starting to get kind of tingly. Yeah.
Chris picks up his broken leg.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
You spend a lot of time on black ice, climbing roofs, trying to put presents in a chimney. Yeah, you learn a little bit about pain, you know.
Yeah. Uncle Chris, can I ask you a serious question? And can you be 100% honest with me?
Of course. Absolutely.
Did you break out of jail and steal that squad car?
No, that's my Uber. Yeah, I got 5 stars, Rick. All right, yeah, I stole the car. Okay, but doesn't matter, because the binge is on, and everyone's excited about Christmas again.
Uncle Chris, I really think I should take you back to jail. You're going to be in so much trouble, and my mom is going
to
kill us.
I'll go back to jail in the morning, I promise. But tonight, it's about family, all right? And now, we got to fix this old leg of mine, all right? I need your help, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Kimmy twists his leg.
Yeah, just treat it like a gear shift, like a Miata. All right, go for it. Is there an old brick lying around? I'll smash it in a place on my own. You don't have to do anything.
A boy with glasses stares.
Hey, child, what do you want under the tree this Christmas?
Kimmy forces the leg straight. Outside City Hall.
Ho, 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 indeed. We are reporting live from outside of Winter Wonderland, which is set to open in just a few hours. The trains are running, children are playing, but terror lurks. That's right, the reports of owl attacks have been on the rise. Many are blaming Mayor Spengler for releasing a bloodthirsty owl into town. Residents, we are advising all of you to duck and take cover if you hear any sort of odd rustling sounds. And pet owners, make sure to lock away any scoopable pets. It's for their safety.
Sarah meets Hags in her room.
This thing is amazing. You open the first box when the binge starts, and then one every hour till it's over. We're gonna be so fucked.
So, babe, what are you thinking I should wear for dinner tonight? Should I do a traditional button-down, or... Wait a minute.
A tie-dye shirt.
Something a bit more flashy.
Who cares? You don't see me stressing about my wardrobe.
Well, that's because you'll look stunning in anything you decide to wear.
All right, what the hell is wrong with you?
Huh?
Everyone is acting so bizarre. You're planning your Christmas outfits. My dad's tubbing with you. Kimmy gets back home from college and wants to be called Kimberly.
You know, maybe we're all just growing up.
He rubs Sarah's leg.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
You do?
I actually have a little Christmas surprise for you. I was going to wait till later tonight, but...
Oh, babe, thank you.
Sarah gives him a vest with diodes over the nipples.
Oh, look at this. This is... What is this?
It's a sex vest. It's called the Titillator. You said you wanted to spice things up.
When did I say that? I like the current spice level of our relationship.
Well, I paid $3.99 for the app, so put it on.
App?
Keegan goes to the door.
Hey, guys, it's almost time to binge. Let's have a toast. Toast to purity, respect, and honesty. The most important things in the world.
Dad, go away.
No, see, we should really stop. What if he hears us?
He won't hear anything. I'll just put on some fuck music.
What kind of music?
Alexa, play fuck music.
Why are you saying that so loud?
Now playing Sarah's fuck music playlist.
I'm glad to see funk is making a comeback with the kids.
Since when are you so worried about my dad? He's not going to come in.
Do you want me to come in?
No!
Alexa, turn up the titillator to level 7.
Titillator level 7.
Okay, Alexa, stop. This is bad.
Calling dad.
Sarah.
What are those haunted noises? Are you guys playing with the Ouija board again?
Sarah, please. I can't take any more. And your dad's outside. And then what if Santa flies by? He sees my penis.
You're saying you don't want to have sex with me because you're afraid that Santa Claus will fly by the window in the daytime and see your penis?
Yes.
8.
No.
9.
Why are you counting?
10.
Hags drops and convulses in a chair. Sarah takes a shooter out of a triangular box, then chugs it down. In the storybook, neon letters in a bustling square read, Binge.
As the clock struck 6, the binge began anew, and the hearts of all families and children grew. And although it may seem like a good idea to imbibe, we may soon see the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Andrew and his family sit for dinner. Dakota takes a glass of eggnog.
Okay, all right, okay. Now,
Let's all go around the table and say one thing we are thankful for this year.
Isn't that like a Thanksgiving?
Cállate!
Okay.
I just want to say, I am thankful for getting the chance to love again.
After Nana passed away, I sort of...
No one cares about you, Craig.
Don't you talk to Craig like that!
Hey, on Thanksgiving, I talk to whoever I want, however I want, okay?
I gotta say, I'm thankful for this frothy-ass eggnog. Best batch yet, Pop.
Which brings me to my next point. Andy, I hate to break it to you, kid, but the proof is in the piss. I ain't your dad, son.
Rigo, don't start with this shit again!
Nah, I'm gonna start it. I paid child support for 18 years, and I want my money back no matter how that. Hector's obviously his father. Two sad sacks that are afraid of milk.
We're not afraid of milk. Our bodies reject it.
No, you're afraid. You're afraid.
Bro, just drink the eggnog. You're ruining Christmas again.
I get diarrhea.
Diarrhea is just weakness leaving the body.
Dale, toma.
Drink the goddamn eggnog!
Toma!
Okay.
I'll do it too.
Toma!
Dakota tips Andrew's glass upward as he drinks.
All the way.
Oh. All right. Shut your top and bottom holes and let's say grace.
Grace, my favorite part of Christmas dinner.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this food. Often we forget about the unadulterated violence and corruption in the pig industry.
Oh, may I be excused?
During grace?
Just let him go, please.
You think you can come into this house once a year and tell me how to raise my kid?
He's my kid, too.
Uh-huh. It is his. I just want my money back. I want to invest in stocks.
What do you know about stocks?
I know I need to put every dime I have into Titcoin.
What the fuck is Titcoin?
Universal cryptocurrency used among strip clubs worldwide, and I'm getting in on the ground floor, baby.
For fuck's sake.
Andy, spit in this vial. I'm going to take your ass to the Mari show.
No.
Yes.
Mari. Can we have one Christmas where we don't mention Mari?
No.
Is this still Grace?
May I please be excused? You don't want to spit in that thing? That's fine. Stab him in the leg. We bring his blood to Mari. Dakota, stab him.
No. Dakota stabs Andrew's leg.
Dakota, goddammit!
Stop it! Just stop it! I can't take it anymore. What kind of family is this? I mean, two dads competing against each other for feeding a lactose intolerant boy. And Mari? And Titcoin? Deirdre, I love you, but this is not how people should act. Now let's all just remember why we are here. Family.
Craig smiles broadly. Everyone glares.
Get the fuck out of here! Get
family! Dakota pelts Craig with bread. Rigo falls out of his chair as he swings at Craig.
Andrew, you just made the love of my life leave.
I made him leave?
Are you happy you ruined the holidays again?
The world would have been a better place if you had never been born.
Amen. Beautifully said. Now let's eat.
Hags goes to join Keegan and Sarah.
I was thinking after dinner we could all maybe pop into the hot tub.
No one wants to go in the indoor tub with you. He makes everyone carpet dry. It's gross.
I just want us to take it easy this year, bitch.
I don't want us to be like the Smiths across the street, okay?
Sarah pours a glass of wine.
Sarah, did you not just hear me?
Hags has a vision of Grandma Ray.
14 centuries of tradition. A priceless ring etched in lava.
Hags stuffs a snowflake-covered gift box under a Christmas tree with other gifts. He steps toward the table in a sparkling sweater.
Did someone say ugly sweater party?
Hagza, I got you that sweater for your birthday. It was not meant to be worn for ugly party purposes.
Oh, girl, I know that.
Take it off.
What now?
Take it off if you think it's so ugly.
I don't think I should.
My family's waiting. I'm sorry.
All right.
He reveals the titillator and the parents cover the kid's eyes.
Put the sweater back on, Hags, and sit down.
Sorry, I'm tardy. Leather vest, it's just a inside joke we have. Isn't that right, honey?
Oh, really?
Vest got stuck.
Why is that funny?
Oh, I don't think you'd find it funny, sir.
I have a sense of humor. What's the joke?
Well, you know, so many animals had to die in order to make something leather like this. And it's just so sad.
Okay, sad is funny. I mean, structurally it works, but the punchline is ambiguous at the very best. Fern, Ron, do you find it funny?
A man with a goatee stares.
Not funny.
Well, okay, I see the kids get it. That must be a generational thing.
No, Hex. They're simply sensing the tension in the room and laughing out of discomfort.
Grandma leaves the table.
Grandma's just sleepwalking.
I still don't know when that's happening.
Don't be scared, kids. She has a sonar now, remember?
Bye.
Just like the bats.
Just like the bats.
Ooh. Speaking of bat, I hope that's not Batman.
Now that's what a joke looks like. You can study from him.
So, Hags, circling back here.
Sir.
The joke was that many animals had to die to make that leather vest.
Sorry, just kidding.
That's not appropriate at the dinner table. Why don't you go outside and answer the phone?
Hags takes a call in the living room.
Andrew, bad timing, man. I just put Sarah's ring under the tree and I...
Where are you, man? I need you. My whole family was yelling. There was this butter knife incident going on.
Andrew, I'm dealing with my own shit.
Hags? Hags!
Andrew walks down a road by himself.
I have no one.
He wanders onto a bridge that's adorned with Christmas lights.
They were right. They were all right.
Andrew slows to a stop. He rests his hands on the railing, then looks up at the night sky.
I wish I was never born!
Andrew climbs the railing, then notices something in the distance.
What the fuck is that?
My God, that thing's moving at super speeds. No, no, that's not from this world. That thing's haunted.
Oh my God, it's coming right at me.
The owl flaps its wings toward Andrew.
Oh, come on! Come on! Do it! You son of a gun!
Andrew thrashes as the owl latches on with its talons. He fights the owl off, but falls over the railing into the snow down below.
Grandma Ray, are you okay? Grandma, if you're sleeping, I really need you to wake.
Grandma wakes up over a piano.
Ah, this party's fucking dead. You should have seen the shit we were into back in the 60s, huh? The Slophouse 60s, we called them. Ah.
I never heard anyone call them that. Hey, Grandma, you have a heart condition, all right? You can't be doing this.
You gotta get in there.
Oh. She pours a line of powder.
No, 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 no. Everybody's out there, and I just can't.
Did everybody give you their wedding ring, or did I, huh? Don't make me regret this, Haynes.
Hags.
You wish. I feel like I'm 76 again. Ah, the Slophouse 70s, that's what they call them. Here, you better party with me, or I'm gonna take my ring back. Yeah?
Just a baby bump, okay?
Okay.
And then we go back inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A big fat
and
baby.
Then we go back inside, all
big
right?
Big fat baby. Okay. Get in there. Don't be a pussy.
Hag snorts the line with a straw.
Hey, did I ever tell you the story about how I got my wedding ring?
Andrew wakes up with blood and feathers on his face. Andrew lies flat in the snow while a haggard man with a handlebar mustache walks up.
Hey, come with me if you want a binge.
In a shack made of pallets and tarp, they have tea.
You got a nice place here, man.
Yeah, it's been in my family for years.
No way.
Eagle.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, it's all legal tonight. Happy Bingemas.
Happy Bingemas, yeah. Oh, boy.
They both light up pipes and take a hit.
Wow.
Whoa.
So, who are you, man?
I'm Angel.
Angel? Like you're my angel?
If that's what you want to hear, kid. Now, what's your problem?
Well, my problem can't get fixed. You know, I kind of ruined my family by being born.
You haven't ruined nothing. Family's just a four-letter word.
Yeah, you know, Wait, that's wrong. Hold on. That's not a four-letter.
Hey, even a broken clock is right 3 times an hour.
No, that's not right either. That's wrong. I mean, yo, my brain's kind of scrambled right now. What was in that pipe?
Every angel needs a little magic dust.
He holds a baggie.
Angel dust, if you wish.
Is that what was coming out of Tinkerbell?
Hey, bingo! Wow. Never Neverland is a place in your mind. The whole thing is an homage to drugs. You have to learn to read between the lines, Andy. I learned that at MIT.
No shit, you went to MIT?
Yeah, Mental Institute of Texas.
Oh.
Spent about a year there. Decided it wasn't for me. But tonight, it's about you. We'll start by getting that knife out of your Lastris mineralis.
fastest water, Alice?
The biggest part of your quadricep. Learned that in med school.
Wait, you went to med school?
Of course. Minneapolis Expert Detention School for Criminals.
Oh.
Learned how to stab a sucker there.
Angel jerks the knife in Andrew's leg.
Whoa, whoa. Yo! Now that.
That's bad.
Okay. The good news is we can get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is it's so deep we gotta push it through to the other side.
Push it through? What, are you crazy? No!
Well, you got a better idea? You wanna just keep limping?
Fuck it!
Andrew rips the knife out.
Yeah. It's out! One more hit should get you to Neverland.
Andrew takes one more hit. His eyes go wide. He exhales a puff of smoke, and everything turns black and white.
Feel that? Christmas magic. Now we can get to the root of your problem. I'm going to show you why your family needs you a lot more than you'll ever know.
Andrew gawks at Angel.
You can do that?
Hey, I'm an angel, of course. Family problems are mostly mental. Learned that at Yale.
Let me guess, that's some sort of rehab center, right? Yale? Huh? A free clinic?
How dare you? You think a guy like me can't go to an Ivy League college?
He holds a diploma.
Hello?
No,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
One, two, three, four.
In color, Grandma plays piano. Hags dances.
The stars are brightly shining. Yeah! Okay, Grandma.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
Keep the pace. You're dragging a little bit, all right? It's a medley. Kids, you ready? Jesus freaks, make some noise in the back. Here we go. Pitch pipe.
Everyone stares. Ron turns his kids away.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four, five. On the sixth day of Christmas, what shall I get to me? Six geese a-laying, five geese a-laying, four geese a-laying.
Fern consoles her son and daughter.
A-laying, and a Corvette and a palm tree. Jam. Yes.
Hags and Grandma dap it up.
I love that, Grandma.
Hags, did you give her something?
What? No, of course not.
He made me do it.
Oh, so you just gonna lie on Jesus' birthday?
Is this another one of your world-famous jokes, you piece of shit?
No, it ain't. Grandma, tell him what happened.
He told me it was like the movie Speed. If I didn't do all these drugs, I would explode.
That's not how this went down.
Stop trying to speed my grandma. You're gonna fucking kill her.
This is not what you think it is, okay? First of all, your grandma's a liar. Third of all...
Grandma has powder on her nose.
What happened to the presents?
Nothing's under the tree.
Who gives a fuck about presents?
No, those Christmas presents under the tree. What happened to them?
This isn't the time to be thinking about presents.
Where'd they go?
Haven't you heard a word that I've said? For us, the gift is family. Every year, we give all of our gifts to the orphanage. It's the least we can give to them after all they've given to us.
Okay. Sarah, honey, I gotta go.
What?
But I'll be right back.
Where the hell are you going?
I told Andrew that I would stop by and see him and see his family. I promised him I'll be
you
there.
You hate Andrew's family.
Kind of. Yes, honey, but I really need to go.
On Christmas Eve.
I need you to trust me. This will all make sense in a little bit. I love you. I'll see you in a minute. Thank you.
At Kimmy's, she peers through a window.
Are you looking for this?
No. Why would I be looking for a VHS copy of Con Air?
What? We watched it every Christmas, remember? This is where I learned to steal a cop car.
Oh, that's super cool, Uncle Chris, but I really need to find this stupid fucking Christmas owl or my mom will actually murder me.
Oh, I was thinking, we should go to the Winter Wonderland.
That's a really great idea, but it actually isn't because you shouldn't be in public. The cops are gonna see you.
That's the beauty of tonight, because everyone's dressed like me, so I'll blend right in.
His red jumpsuit reads, County Jail.
Hey, Kimmy, come here, will ya? Got you something.
Oh, Uncle Chris, I didn't really get you anything.
Merry Christmas.
A photo booth photo.
I had it taped to the wall of my cell right next to my bed, and I was remembering when your dad passed away, how hard it was on the family, and how your mom, you know, she just kind of threw herself into her work and kind of at the expense of your upbringing. So I don't know, I always kind of saw myself as kind of a de facto dad, you know, even though I'm not the normal uncle or whatever, but I just wanted you to know that I love you very much, and I'm really happy to be with you on Christmas. And I just wish everything could go back to the way it used to be, you know.
I don't think that's possible, Uncle Chris.
No, it is, I'm telling you. You know, everything's gonna be totally normal from here on out. Fuck! It's the cops. Okay, you haven't seen me. You haven't seen me at all. Oh, no, you've seen me, but I was far away to see them.
Chris hides behind the tree.
Okay.
That motherfucker is cheating on me. I know it.
Who, Hags? No.
Obviously.
He wouldn't cheat on you. He is so scared of you and...
Kimmy, is that your weird uncle hiding behind the Christmas tree?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Merry Christmas. You look good. You look festive. You seem happy. How's your dad?
You know, staying out of jail.
No way. It's hard to do. Trust me. Huh. So anyway, I'm gonna go put some stuff on the sleigh. Christmas right around the corner. Anyway, you guys go back to your girl problem. Oh.
Chris grabs a present.
And let me just say from the bottom of my heart, Sarah, I'm so glad you're not the DEA.
Right. Yeah. Me too.
Ho, 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 ho!
Yeah, he used to dress like Santa every Christmas, but somewhere down the road it became full time.
Some people are so crazy. Anyway, I have a tracker on Hags' phone and iPad. I pinged all the cell towers at every location he's been to today, cross-referenced it with the location of his laptop, which I also have bugged, so triangulation should be fairly straightforward. We need to follow him and see where he's going.
Yeah, that's totally normal and healthy and not at all psychotic, but I can't. I have to be at Winter Wonderland at 9, and I still need to find this stupid fucking Christmas owl, otherwise
my... Oh my god, there has to be something in here that'll loosen you up.
I don't need to be loosened! I'm not binging, we... actually are a very upstanding family, okay?
Okay, ladies, hey, everything's totally fine. You know what, it's more than fine. Merry Christmas! It's just the neighbors, I think, recognized me and called the cops while I was decorating my sleigh.
The squad car he stole.
Right.
Look, again, everything's totally fine. We just probably want to leave within the next 2 or 3 minutes, or there's going to be a lot of angry banter over a megaphone and, I don't know, possible gunfire, maybe, I don't know.
Somebody kill me.
Hags paces outside the school.
Andrew?
Hello?
Andrew, hey! Hey, okay, listen, I'm outside of the old high school and it's fucking freezing out here. Where are you?
Just kidding, this is a voicemail.
Beep. Damn!
Just kidding, I'm still here. Go on.
Oh, shit, okay, cool. Listen, I lost Sarah's grandma's ring that was like, and I was in a hot tub with her dad. Yeah? It's crazy. Can you come pick me up?
That's so interesting. I'd love to hear more about this story.
Yeah, okay, so I texted somebody for a ride, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. And I'm out here in the cold.
Yeah?
The ring's in the orphanage.
Uh-huh.
I just need somebody to come get me because I'm high off cocaine, I'm warm on my inside, and cold in my toes and fingers.
That's
so
crazy.
Please, can you come get me?
Only thing is, I'm not here.
Oh, you sick, twisted motherfucker, man. I told you to stop doing this shit.
A Hummer Zine goes by.
Hey, right here! Right here!
It stops. Hags looks up.
Thank God. Okay, if I pull this off, I promise we ain't got no more problems, okay? You and me, forever. Just thank you. Hey!
The Hummer Zine with painted flames backs up. Hags rushes to the driver's side. The window rolls down to reveal Mike, a blonde man with a strong jaw.
Hey, did somebody say pit my ride 3 times in a mirror?
Popping on Mike. First of all, Merry Christmas.
Same.
Second of all, is there any way you can give me a ride?
Let's make some donuts, motherfucker. Get in.
Okay.
Mike's license plate reads, downpipe. Hags rides with Mike and a brunette.
All right. To the orphanage we go.
I didn't know there's going to be another person in here.
Not just a person. A force of friggin' nature.
Okay, I'm Delray Donna.
I'm Hags.
I'm Pompano over here, his life partner and spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
Are you from Delray?
No. No way, dude. I'm just living in that South Florida state of mind.
That's right, baby.
Should've known.
Hey, it is so darn good to see you.
Good to see you.
What's going on? What's new? You still training for the Olympics?
I heard you do long put.
No.
Long jumps.
Never did an Olympic thing in my life.
No?
But I am about to make the biggest decision of my life.
Oh. Whether or not to start training for the Olympics.
Ooh.
No, I'm proposing to my girlfriend, Sarah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is awesome.
Huge.
Give me a little peek of that ring.
I'd love to see that charmer.
I accidentally donated the ring to the orphanage. So
oh, tail sold his time. Darn.
Oh, no.
Can you keep your eyes on the road?
Mike smiles at Hex.
Where we're going, there are no roads.
When you live in your car, you don't work a day in your life.
Oh, amen. Baby, we're being rude and also impolite. It's Hanukkah here in Bingetown. And we should give him a mazel tov.
Oh.
Donna passes a menorah of joints.
Here's to merriment, here's to friendship, to proposals, and most of all, suck it down, pipe.
Suck it down, pipe.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it,
though.
Yeah,
we understand.
We're on the same
page. Totally good. Get it.
Thank you.
Pipe, suck it, down it.
Take the pipe, Suck it down.
Suck of that pipe, suck stick, Piper.
Suck be a Piper tonight.
Waiting for suck pipe.
Everybody says the secret to success is opening yourself to all the pipe abilities.
Okay, can you stop?
How much pipe could a pipe suck suck if a pipe suck could suck pipe?
Okay, if I smoke it, will you please stop making puns? I'm begging you.
Donna and Mike exchange a glance.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. There he goes. Yeah. That's the beautiful power of peer pressure.
Hey, have you ever seen the feature film length feature? Honey, I Suck the Pipe.
Hags leans in to smoke.
So this is what again?
That one's got a little crunch in it.
What's crunch?
Yeah, little corgi's gone wild.
This one's medulla oblongata. Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Greek lettuce.
The bassist from Smash Mouth.
That one's the three wood.
Sneeze.
The tiny thing they put in a pizza box to keep it from flattening.
You got a little bit of baby gherkin there.
Greenpeace. Cub Scout. Yellow Belly. Wet Willy. Circuit City.
Guys, I'm smoking it. Can you just stop speaking?
Well, you better crank that suck pipe because we're already at the orphanage. Oh, did I say that last one was Circuit City? I actually think it's Mambo number 6.
Andrew stands outside his house with Angel. The house has Christmas lights and a candy cane archway.
What the fuck is this? I've never put up these decorations.
Andy, you don't exist in this universe. Do you understand? This is what it would be like if you were never born.
Oh.
Come on.
In the dining room, the two watch as Deirdre brings a ham to the table. Andrew covers his ears.
Before we eat, I'd like to say grace.
Yes. Grace. Oh, here we go.
Dear Heavenly Lord, we thank you for this delicious meal and for all of the beauty.
Andrew glances around. He lowers his hands.
This is a time of self-reflection and redemption. Mm-hmm. All of our past misdeeds can be undone with love. And of course, the perfect family.
Amen.
Amen.
This is terrifying.
When you have a perfect son, there is no need to make another.
Oh, I'm so glad it was only the three of us growing up.
I know.
I was going to wait till Christmas morning to tell you guys. I brilliantly decided to invest in Bitcoin.
Oh, how exotic.
And it paid out big. Real big. $40 million.
Dakota fans herself.
What did you guys want? You want the moon? Just say it, and I'll buy it for you with Bitcoin.
This is truly the merriest Christmas of all.
My work here is done.
Wait, what are you talking about? Your work here is done. You haven't done anything for me.
It's a Christmas miracle. Look at family, happy, joyous. I left my house when I was 7, and the only thing I miss is my mother's golden brown chicken wings. Boy, and your mother must be one hell of a cook.
No, she isn't. In fact, she burns everything she touches. And hey, isn't this supposed to be going the other way around, man? Isn't the whole point of this fantasy to prove that things are much worse with me not around? Angel. Angel. Angel.
Hey, who the fuck are you?
I'm Andrew. I met you under the bridge.
Under the bridge? That don't sound like me, all.
You took me to your tent, man. You said it was in your family for generations.
Oh, wait, I remember, yeah. Chicken wings, my mother's chicken.
No, you already told me that. You told me that already.
Did I fix your life?
No, not at all.
Eskimo kisses.
Oh, my God, this isn't right. I can't look at this.
You gotta lose your attitude, Holmes. It sucks. All right, here we go.
People party at City Hall.
Winter Wonderland has just opened its doors, and I have to say the mood here is slightly strange as the binge has brought in a different class of people. Sir, what brings you to Winter Wonderland?
Hey. We came here to party and eat some fucking ass, yo!
Now, when you say eat ass, is that metaphorically or are you actually going to perform a sex act?
I metaphorically am gonna eat some fucking ass, literally, dude!
While confusing, I think I get your point. So inside, their family's gathering, children are having a great time. Now, sir, it seems like you have a group of friends here. Are you expecting any more?
Oh, hell yeah. The bingers are coming, man. We're taking over, all right?
Okay.
We are going to turn Winter Wonderland into Binger Fingerland, dude.
While I don't agree that pun was as strong as it could be, I do agree with the sentiment. The bingers are coming.
At a Sunday bar, the mayor opens a large nutcracker. Nuts fall into a kid's ice cream.
Enjoy. Vote for Mayor Spangler.
I'm allergic to nuts.
Well, what did you think was going to happen at the Nutcracker station? I have a secret for you, okay? Complaining makes Santa very, very angry. But I'm okay with it.
She digs the nuts out.
Merry Christmas.
Life's short. You gotta make sure you live it, all right? 11 months out of the year, I'm at a Scion dealership. Yeah, I say, you think this is... It's hot under here.
Santa snorts a bump.
What's that? Don't ever do this. Everybody has a freaking podcast nowadays. How long can you talk about presents and good kids and stuff like that? Are you good? You look like my first wife. You're just staring through my brain.
Excuse me, sweet angel. Hey, there is no binging when you're Santa Claus.
Santa drinks.
Looks like there is.
Out! Get out of here! Just get out. Get out of here right now.
Wait, you want me to leave?
Well, this ain't Trivial Pursuit, so I wouldn't take the risk.
The kids shrug. Santa stares at the mayor.
What?
Like the board games!
I know what you mean, but why would you say that to me?
Spengler gapes, then points to a security guard.
I don't even know where you get a gun.
Get the fuck out of here! Go!
All right.
Santa goes.
Search that bag!
Why?
My phone, Larry. God damn it, Santa.
Here, little girl, you can't my bell.
Hi, could you eat your ice cream while you're not staring at me? Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Hey, Four Eyes, take your glasses off. Okay, now there's nothing to see.
Get in Chris's stolen cop car.
Okay, nobody panic. He probably just pulled over the wrong car.
Yeah, I doubt that, considering you're in a stolen cop car with a reindeer stash on there.
Everybody shut up. Shut up, my mom's calling.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
I will not.
Hey.
Kimberly, where are you?
We're at church.
What are those sirens?
Church sirens.
Church sirens are not a thing.
Hags is at the orphanage. We need to go to the orphanage. Step on it, Santa.
No, no, no. We gotta be super chill, and then maybe he'll just go away.
Oh!
Who's that?
That's a song. Keep your hands up for Christmas, baby. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up for Christmas, what? Baby. Keep your hands up for Christmas, Christmas baby. Keep your hands up. For...
That's not a song.
People dance by Spengler.
Keep your hands up for Christmas.
Where did you learn this song? In school? Are you binging? Because it is almost 9 p.m. and that owl is the cornerstone
of this
evening.
Wait, did you just say it's 9 o'clock? It's time for the Exploding Academy.
What's that?
No, he wants to do it.
Please be honest with me because I'm at the end of my rope.
No, I'm actually going to see you later. Bye.
Lack of respect boggles the mind.
Spengler and the guard share a nod.
That was a good one.
Ladies! Ladies! Everybody be super still and super quiet. And then maybe he'll just walk right past the car. Everybody, turn your robot, it's broken.
Why are you guys acting insane? It's legal to binge
just
tonight.
Do it, sir.
Don't!
See, it's fine.
A box tab reads, exploding crinkle ketamine.
Fuck!
Glitter explodes in the car. Chris floors it.
Oh, this football Christmas! It is Christmas! Officially! Woo!
Oh, my insides are burning.
As we descend into the night, it will prove to be anything but bland. With each generation comes a new set of lore, and we'll look to the future to learn who we really are, right at our core.
Andrew and Angel witness a gala in the future.
I realize that there's two types of people in this world. Chutes and ladders. And this Christmas, we're going up the ladder, baby. Yeah! Yahtzee!
Is that Kimmy? She became the mayor? And if this is the future, why is everything in black and white?
Hey, stop asking questions. I'm trying to hear this.
And I'd like to thank my husband, the single best lover of my life. Angel, come up here, baby.
Whoa!
Angel goes to hug Kimmy.
What the hell, man? You married Kimmy?
The Lord works in mysterious ways. I am a very lucky man. She is a wonderful woman.
I know she is. Jesus, you're like 50 years older than her.
In the future, age doesn't matter.
What the hell does that mean?
Age is just a number of years since you've been born.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that is exactly what age means. You're correct, but come on, man. You're supposed to be helping me, and you married the love of my life? This is a nightmare, okay? If I ever did anything good for anybody, could you take me there? Could you show me one scenario that was actually better off with me in attendance?
Okay. Let's go to Christmas dinner at your family's.
We were already there, Angel.
Are you sure?
Yes! It was a disaster!
I don't remember, but you're the boss. But isn't there somebody special? From your past?
Yes, and you married her in the future.
Hey, let's keep my wonderful wife out of it, okay? You know, you are really tough to please. No wonder everybody hates you.
Fine. You know what? I will no longer hurt my family or anyone else in my life, okay? How about you just take me back to the hospital where I was born and I put myself up for adoption? That way we erase all of this from ever happening. That sounds like a better idea than whatever this is.
Your wish.
Slap that tushy.
Oh. We're still here. I'm still watching this, man.
Come on, I'm not done.
With a short-haired lady.
Hey, wake up. We're at the orphanage.
Hey. I think I sucked it down two-pipe.
No, impossible.
Two-pipe, R.I.P.
So we gotta focus. We gotta trick the shit out of this lady.
What did you say your names were?
I am Dave. Id. Letterman. David Letterman.
And I am...
Donna eyes Mike awkwardly. Hags raises his hand and squints as Donna and Mike mouth words to each other.
Pompano Mike.
Yep.
Well, being fully transparent here, my first instinct is that you're giving me fake names.
Oh. Oh.
About that. No, oh. Why?
That's
you
awful.
Accuse us of that.
The audacity.
Well, the time it took you to say your names, the looks that you gave each other after you said each name.
Shoot.
And the names themselves are pretty unbelievable.
Excuse me? We would never do something like that. Hey, we are very honest people. I'm sorry.
Mike.
Okay, yeah, see, all of this feels pretty suspect.
You are being extremely rude and unprofessional. And I don't know why you would accuse someone of like this. Can I have a word with you? You should be ashamed. You know,
okay. I did not mean to offend. I just...
So I don't know why you'd accuse us. Oh, Sam and
extremely rude.
Oh, my God. Christmas Eve is one of the toughest nights at the orphanage, and our Santa never showed up. And these kids, they... You know what? If you want to give me $50 to start the application process, I will give you the benefit of the doubt and run one of your IDs.
Oh, this is a balloon for the kids. Put that in your butt.
I just need the ID.
Here's the cash and your ID.
The ID reads, oh, David Letterman.
It's me.
I apologize, Mr. Letterman.
You're welcome.
Just don't touch anything.
She feels silly.
Greta leaves. The trio jumps to their feet.
What? Wow. That actually worked. Okay. Shh. Guys, I'm gonna get the ring. You guys go wait in the car. I'm impressed. Really impressed, guys. That was nuts.
Okay, we'll see you up there. Okay.
Wow.
Hags trips on the stairs.
You got this. My God, yeah. I think she really bought it.
I do too.
You were amazing.
Are you kidding me? You were incredible. I've never seen acting like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I've watched all CBS sitcoms.
Hey, let's get out of here before we get arrested.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right, everyone. Seems like Santa isn't coming this year. But we're orphans, so it should come as no surprise that the adults around us have once again neglected their responsibilities at our expense. But we're going to have an old-fashioned white elephant. You pick a number and that person...
Hag's gift sits on a pile of presents.
No one's here when it's our turn.
Hag's approaches kids in a festive playroom.
Hey. How you guys doing? Look, I don't mean to interrupt, okay? I'm just here to get my present, and I can be on my merry way. Is that all right
with
you? You
want that present, you gotta sit down and play the game.
Okay, see, I don't really have time to play a game because I'm trying to propose. So, it's a little, $20, say, that I can get this gift and enroll.
You think you can buy us with money?
Okay, look here. 35 is the best I can do. See, I just got fired, and I told you I'm trying to propose.
I don't care about your personal life. Now shut up and play. If not, the door's right there.
Okay, watch your tone, because you're getting mildly disrespectful. All right, I'm gonna play the game with all of you guys. Calm your energy, little buddy the elf, okay? What are we doing? Are we singing Christmas carols or something?
Are you high right now?
In town, Chris evades officers in his cop car, decked with colorful lights. Chris gapes in the rear view with his Santa hat on. The girls are dazed in the back seat.
You guys are real quiet back there, you all right?
At the orphanage, Greta returns to empty seats.
Mr. Letterman?
Chris speeds with a cute reindeer on its hood. He kills the lights on the car and takes a sudden right turn into a driveway. Chris escapes the cops, who continue straight down a road. Chris pulls up to the orphanage called St. Anita's Home for Children.
Better be Santa.
We did it!
Sarah and Kimmy are dazed in the back.
We are here! All right, come on! Christmas, Christmas! Woo! Let's go!
Greta rushes outside, where a security guard naps.
Paul, we're paying you to watch for Bingers.
Okay, girls, let's go. Bye.
Hey, you're 2 hours late. That is really messed up to do to these kids. They're orphans. I am only paying you half.
Where's the chimney?
No chimney. We're going through the front door. Will you put your beard on?
Is there a chimney that goes through the door?
That doesn't make any sense. We have to go.
Okay, let's go.
A chubby kid plays keep away with Andrew's ring.
Hey, look here, Tiny Tim. Let's be reasonable. I made a fair trade.
No!
Look who I found.
Chris arrives as Santa. Oh.
Merry Christmas!
That fucker took my white elephant!
Tammy, language! Get back here! Security!
No need, I'm leaving! I'm leaving!
With the present, Tags runs into the front door. He falls.
Shit! Shit!
Oops.
God damn it!
Get a nice pack!
Jesus.
Sarah and Kimmy stumble down a hall with blurred vision.
You know, I think I'm leaving the cave hole.
Yeah, I think maybe I feel normal now. We're gonna find that fucker in here. Wait, what the fuck?
What is happening?
I think we Freaky Friday'd.
No! I don't want your voice!
What? Why? What's wrong with my voice?
What's wrong with my voice?
That's me doing you as you. It's not very pleasant.
Lights in the hall turn into glowing orbs. Sarah touches Kimmy's puffer jacket, which ripples with psychedelic colors. Sarah's hand turns into an owl's talon. In an owl costume, she screams at Kimmy.
Alexa, turn the titillator to a 20.
Greta kisses Hags, who wears the mouse costume. In reality, Greta gives Hags CPR.
Kimmy!
Excuse me!
That's the girl that Hags is cheating on me with.
This guy got knocked out. Can you help me?
Yeah, I'll help you. Help you die, bitch.
What? I don't have time for this.
We got abortion!
Greta fends them off with an extinguisher. Andrew and Angel stand in the orphanage.
Oh, man, I'm doing this. I'm really doing this.
Andrew holds his baby self.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really remember the plan. But I think you're making the right choice.
Yeah. Once I drop my baby self over for adoption, everyone's life will be much, much better. Nature versus nurture.
Yeah, but before I do that, do you have any more of that golden powder?
No! You smoked it all, you greedy bastard!
Oh, shit.
Andrew rubs his eyes.
Andrew?
I think it's starting to wear off.
That's not good.
Police lights flash.
Who said that?
Andrew?
Baby didn't say it.
Andrew? Hags?
Bags? Who's Bags?
Hags.
Andrew?
Hags? Andrew, what the fuck happened to your face? Where'd you get that baby?
Where'd you get that baby?
You stole a baby? You're going to prison. I can't help you. Goodbye.
Who is that?
Officers arrive.
Thank God. This guy tried to steal presents from orphans, and then this guy with the long hair stole a baby, I think.
Stole a baby?
We're here because there's an escaped convict somewhere in this place dressed as Santa.
Oh, my God. He's upstairs.
Take care of these guys.
Do not move.
Hags hides the gift behind his back.
Whose baby is that?
I can explain easily.
He can explain.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
It's actually pretty simple. I went back in time thanks to this guy named Angel that I met under a bridge after I got attacked by the Christmas owl. He showed me that my family's better off without me in their lives, so I went to the hospital, stole my baby self, and now I'm here to set him up for adoption so that hopefully I get a better life.
Fucking binge. Why, oh, why did they have to put the binge on Christmas?
I know.
What the hell is wrong with you? You sucked a down pipe, didn't you? Give me this. Stealing from the kids. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Upstairs.
I want the elves to build the perfect family. For all of us. And I'm sorry I called that guy a fucker before. I hope you don't hold it against me.
Oh, Sammy. Santa doesn't hold grudges. But that is a bad word and you shouldn't see it. And it's hard not to. Sometimes even Santa says it. You know, the reindeer will bite me, and I want to be like, whoa, you fucker! But I don't. And I wish you and all the children to find the perfect home. And you can if you just have faith. All right? And right now, I'm going to need all of you to help save Christmas this year. We need to go to a place
that is the heart and the soul of Christmas. Let's go to Winter Wonderland!
Yeah!
Yes! Yeah, let's go!
He's trying to steal the kids!
They're gonna kill Santa!
That's not Santa. It's just a guy dressed up. Tell the orphans.
Chris looks from the kids to a tall cop.
Well, if I'm not Santa, then how do I remember this? Christmas, 2006. I went down your chimney, and I left an iPod mini, a Nerf football, and a lava lamp from Spencer's Gifts. Just like you wanted. You left me a glass of almond milk with an oatmeal cookie, which I ate half of just to let you know that I had been there. Your house was the epitome of Americana. White picket fence and two golden retrievers.
Wow. Chris gapes at the cop, whose lip twitches. The cop wraps his arms around Santa, then looks up with a stoic expression.
I was raised in a shithole apartment on 8th Avenue. No pets. And I'm Jewish.
The officer cuffs Chris's hands behind his back.
We're all Jewish.
No, we're not.
It was a firehouse. That's where you lived, a firehouse.
All right, let's go.
You had 14 cats.
No pets, I told you. He's not Santa.
He's made out of wood.
Flesh and bone. You're under arrest. Let's go.
Greta huddles with the children. Sarah and Kimmy sneak through the halls just as Angel does. The three converge around a corner.
Whoa, I know you. You're my future wife.
The girls run and drop the Benchmas box. Greta takes a call as the cops escort Chris outside.
Hi, wondering if you had a baby stolen from your hospital tonight? Yeah, I know. I don't know why they would make the binge on Christmas either.
By a tree.
I need that fucking owl. Jesus Christ, Kimmy, give it up already. Who cares?
I care, Sarah. I've been doing everything that you care about all night. I'm literally at the orphanage because you needed to find Hags.
Who?
Sarah, it's okay to be sad. You guys dated for a long time. Just let it out.
Kimmy, can you just give up the act for like 30 seconds? You've been saying shit like you're my therapist, and I've been tolerating it all night.
You're not a walk in the park either. I mean, sometimes I literally think you're like acting up because you're jealous or something.
I'm jealous of you.
You're jealous of me because I have a life and I have new things to do and new responsibilities, and you're still out there calling yourself a prom queen.
You do you, Kimmy. And for your information, I graduated 8th in my class in online cosmetology school, which you would know if you cared about talking about anyone other than yourself.
Sarah leaves Kimmy.
Good luck finding your owl and in all your future endeavors.
Right.
In Mike's limo.
They got them all.
Oh,
dang
man.
It.
Scooped them.
There's only one thing we can do at this point. Good old-fashioned heist. Ocean's 11 style.
But there's only us. Ocean's 2?
Hear me out here. Remember that barbershop quartet I was in?
We cut hair and sing?
No, that was the first one, the one after that.
Big old pomp and the tiny, tiny pom-poms?
No, you jumped too, the one right in the middle.
Yellow Brick Road Scholars?
No, that was the last one, the middle one.
Oh, we sing songs.
Yes, we sing songs. So that's three more guys, that gets us to Ocean's 5. But wait, I heard Geppetto swore off quartetting forever for religious reasons. Says that baritone is the devil's pitch.
That's too bad.
I know.
It was quite a talent.
He really was.
Okay, so without Geppetto, Ocean's 4?
Darn it. You know you're right. Any way you slice it, we're never gonna get to 11.
No.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to do this one solo. And by solo, I mean me and you. But when we work together, you and me, we can get through anything life throws at us. Ain't that right, baby?
Donna sleeps in the back. Andrew, Hags, and Chris sit in a jail cell.
You grew up on 8th Avenue. It was a small apartment. No pets.
Yeah, I told you all that stuff at the orphanage.
Yeah, I know. I'd already known that. I was just having fun with you.
Sure.
I never delivered presents to you because you were Jewish. But your neighbors, Barbara and Henry, they had a daughter named Patty, and the family owned a bakery, and they would leave me really good cookies. Yeah, they're a really nice family. We'll be out of here, guys. Don't worry.
I didn't tell him any of those things.
If this motherfucker is really Santa, that's on you. Love you, Santa.
So you're just not going to talk to me now?
You hung up on me, man.
I called you back.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
Look, Hags, I was in a dark place, okay? I felt like my family would be better off without me, and I met this guy, Angel, who actually showed me what my family would be like without me. And, well, I was right.
No, Andrew, you were wrong. Because I'm your family. If I'd have known you were in trouble, I would have dropped everything I was doing to be by your side. There's always room for family.
Andrew cracks a smile.
Dominic Toretto. Fast Five.
Andrew fist bumps with Hags. The tall officer opens the cell.
All right, you each get a phone call. Jailhouse Jesus, you're up first.
Pass.
You don't have anyone to call on Christmas?
Well, anyone I'd call is in this jail cell with me right now.
Hags simpers.
Wow. That's sad. Pathetic, actually. Like 10 people off the top of my head I could call. 20, probably. Kayla, you got people you could call, right?
Every damn day.
Every day she has friends you could call. What about you? You got someone you want to call?
Yeah, you should call Sarah.
I'll take my call.
Of course he's going to make a call. Everyone should.
What a loser.
Find friends.
I have no respect for people with no long-term relationship.
Outside the station.
Sure no one will notice us here?
There's no way they could. Here's the plan. I'm going to be responsible for sneaking the guys out. That means all you have to do is hack into the mainframe and shut down the cameras, the security system, and the locking mechanism to the cell. From there, you're going to shadow ban yourself on the dark web. Okay. You're going to be completely incognito. Then you're going to go in, reroute all the calls in the local area 40 miles east, sending the squad cars away.
Mainframe.
Yep, squad cars away.
Wait, you want me to do this?
Yeah, we don't have a full 11, so I allocated all the tech stuff to you.
Well, I don't know how to do any of the stuff you just said.
Not even a simple vector decoy, or...
Just give me one sec.
Yep.
Donna lights up a joint. She takes a hit, and complex equations swirl around her head.
I got it.
Nice.
I saw this episode of Cops once where this guy did a shit ton of PCP. He got hit by a monster truck, didn't feel a thing. You do a gentleman's dose. Get in there, distract the shit out of him. He'll be virtually invincible. I'll get in and get the keys to the cell.
Mike shakes his head at a capsule of PCP.
We're gonna make great parents one day.
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Donna scuttles up the steps into the station.
So just a gentleman's amount.
Mike snorts a line off his hand. His eyes turn yellow. He throws his head back. Donna approaches the front desk.
Hi, I am...
She reads a note off her palm.
Bumbano Mike, and I just had a question about some people that you took in tonight.
Are you a relative or legal guardian, Mike?
The blonde officer cocks her brow.
What? Look at this.
Mike bursts into the station and does somersaults.
Are you seeing this?
Hey, sir, I'm gonna need you to stop it.
He turns a lamp off and on.
What's happening? Who's this guy?
I think it's working.
Mike breaks the glass on his head. The officer sighs. Mike skitters downstairs as Donna runs upstairs into a hallway. Outside the jail cell, Kelly hangs up a phone, then peers at the tall cop at his desk.
Another Merry Christmas call.
You have too many friends.
Mike bolts past the room. He runs inside and kicks a Christmas tree over.
Pompano Mike, what the hell are you doing here?
Should we be concerned about this?
Rescue you guys!
No, not at all.
Mike breaks another glass on his head. He rolls on the floor, then throws two paper balls at the cops.
Cops! Take that!
All right.
Mike tries to open the cell.
Terminator 2! Terminator 2! Terminator 2!
He tries to squish his face through the bars.
What the fuck did... They put away Sam and that's it.
He holds up finger guns.
Let me in there, pal.
Okay.
Let me in there right now.
Those aren't real guns, guys. He's not armed.
I am armed. You don't want to know what these bullets feel like. Hey, Santa, what's up?
Hi.
This is what you get when you fuck with Santa.
Mike enters the cell.
Now close it.
You asked for this.
Close it up. That's good. That's a good guy. That's a good guy.
Here you go, partner.
All right, guys, it's gonna take all of us this time. Let's go! Come on,
Terminator 2!
Chris, Andrew, and Mike try to pull the bars apart. Donna scampers down a hall. She checks both ways, then slinks into a dark storage room. A warm light fills the room as Donna notices a stockpile of confiscated drugs inside a cage. Binge boxes, bags of powder, jars of weed, and packages of pills line the shelves. Donna gapes at the arsenal and taps a door, which swings open. She peeks over her shoulder as she shuffles into the cage. At Winter Wonderland, a crowd of bingers raise red cups and pump their fists.
Thank you, Diane. We are here live at Winter Wonderland, where it appears that the bingers are staging a mutiny. Mayor Spengler has completely lost control. Her request to keep this event binge-free has only made people want to binge more. Funny how that works. I pulled a cupcake off one of the trays when I entered in here, and now people's faces are starting to melt and turn neon. I guess it was laced with something. Par for the course for the binge, I suppose. And I guess that's par for the course for the binge, I suppose. I'm sorry, did I just say that or did I think that? I don't know. But I do know it's par for the course for the binge.
A guy in a sweater chugs a beer, then snorts a line. He jumps onto a giant Christmas tree. It comes crashing down. He pumps his fist.
Fucking bitch.
In jail, Kelly changes the channel to a clay snowman on a sled.
Now this is Christmas.
Angel arrives.
Got another one. He was standing in someone's living room pretending to be a ghost and eating their food.
I love chicken wings. Oh, my mother's golden brown.
Angel?
And Rudy. Look what I got from the orphanage.
He presents a binge box.
Merry Bingemas.
Oh, fuck it. It's already the worst Christmas ever.
Let's go.
The boys in the cell pile their hands.
Yeah.
In claymation, Andrew and Hags trim a tree.
It's the worst Christmas ever. There's no love for me this year.
No, we won't be together. No bailing me out of here. No ho-ho-ho's, no mistletoes, no angels getting wings. It's the worst Christmas ever, 'cause the binge has gone and ruined everything.
A kid snorts.
Well, I was gonna propose, now I'm totally hosed and I'm haunted by this ring.
And now I'm all alone, sitting on my throne, still looking for my homecoming king.
I saw the future, I saw the past, I need the binge to end at last.
Yeah, I'm on the prowl for the stupid owl in Kimberly, seriously? Maybe I'm growing up way too fast.
The owl cuts up Kimmy's face.
It's the worst Christmas ever.
Who thought it was smart for the binge to start on this jolly holiday? I just wanted to see my family, but now I better head back up north on my sleigh.
I'm in my ride, my girl by my side. I thought I was in heaven, but the binge made me realize I'll never have my own Ocean's 11.
Well, you see, way back in the day, I killed a guy in L.A. And this other bro, living in San Antonio, had a bit of a spree in Tallahassee. Gotta get this off my chest, 'cause there never was an arrest.
It's the worst Christmas.
Wait, hold on, that wasn't all. I killed a guy in St. Paul, and a few others at a mall in Niagara Falls. Oh, and...
Angel, I don't think you should be incriminating yourself like this.
Oh, I thought this song was a safe space. I was kidding.
Angel munches on a cookie.
It's the worst Christmas ever. There's no love for me this year. No, we won't be together. There's no bailing me out of here. No ho-ho-ho's, no mistletoes, no angels getting wings.
Back in jail.
Worst Christmas ever. And the bitch is gone, they ruined everything.
The cops glower at them.
Good God. Well, let's take it from the top.
No. Good news, folks. We don't normally have our holding tank full of a bunch of singing people on Christmas Eve.
And if this many people are trying to bail you out, then you must be something pretty special. Come on in, family.
Seb, Deirdre, and Andrew's dad enter.
Mom?
Which one of you messed with my kid? Huh? Which one?
Dad? Your boy Hags called us. Been looking for you all night, man.
Wait, you have? You used your one call for me, Hags?
Yeah, man, of course. What would Diesel do?
Wow.
You're the spice of our family, Andrew. You're the testicles in the tomato soup. We need you, Andrew. We need you.
I was being a selfish piece of shit. And I don't care whose sperm Rube Goldberg with another sperm to fertilize an egg that ultimately led to two vastly different twins. You'll always be a part of me. I wouldn't trade you for all the dick coin in the world.
He gives Andrew a gold coin.
I've never heard you say something like that to me. That's a... That's amazing. And Dakota, you too?
I only came because I like car rides.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Well, it's a Christmas miracle. I love my family. I love my family.
Andrew smiles through the bars.
Angel, I get it now.
Have we met?
Yes, we have met. We went through a whole... I understand what you're trying to teach me this whole time.
You do?
You're trying to teach me I actually have the ability to make my own future.
Oh, yeah. That was a lesson. Hey, right on.
Hey, right on. All right, guys. What do you say we, say, fuck it. Hit the winter wonderland, right? Reunite my mom with that weird-ass dude that was at our dinner, and I tell Kimmy I love her for the first time?
Move out the way. Enough of this sappy stuff. Please slide over if you want to pray. Thank you, man.
Kelly opens the cell door.
Come on.
Andrew comes out.
It's okay if we... Okay.
Hags gets his gift back.
Think you might want this?
Thank you.
Come on, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
This is great.
Hey, I don't know if you're Santa, but if you are, can you look after my grandkids?
Tracy and Jamal, they're adorable. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go feed the...
Not you.
Hey, what happened to all that Christmas spirit and redemption and cheer?
What happened is we ran your fingerprints, and you're wanted in 11 states for a couple dozen murders. You're never going to see the light of day again.
This is the worst Christmas ever.
Stop singing. No one wants to hear you sing again.
Oh, love for me.
Get your ass back in there.
All right, we got to get to the orphanage. We got to show the kids what Christmas is all about. Do you have any presents or treats or like candy canes or anything?
Donna rushes into the room with a bundle of drugs and alcohol.
How about this for the kids?
Oh, hell, we'll allow it. It's a Christmas binge. Nothing matters.
Christmas is safe!
Oh, I'd love to stay for the family reunion, but I'm going to go propose.
All right.
I'm going to propose.
All right.
Okay, love you all.
Hags runs off with a wine bottle. At Winter Wonderland, a toy train lights a joint, which a bearded guy smokes. People carry a shirtless man who's passed out. A man dumps powder in the nutcracker. Drugs get dispensed from it into a giant spoon. A guy in an elf hat cooks the powder with a torch.
Where's your family?
The bearded guy snorts.
Where's my family?
Outside City Hall, Chris stands atop a fire truck dressed as Santa. He spreads a cloud of cocaine over a jubilant crowd. People raise their drinks and pump their fists. Chris flings an empty bag, then spreads his arms triumphantly. Kimmy weaves through the front of the crowd as Chris throws shards of crystal meth.
Uncle Chris! What are you doing here?
Candies!
That's not candy!
Christmas dust! Oh, God bless us, everyone!
Craig buries his face in coke.
This Christmas dust makes me want to start a small business!
It seems that the mayor's brother, who is a felon who is dressed as Santa, is throwing drugs to the Winter Wonderland attendees, young and old.
What did you say? That's not my brother. That's just a fake Santa, and they all look
the
same.
That's my sister, the mayor!
Mom?
Oh, my goodness. It looks like the mayor's daughter, and she's all scratched up.
Kimmy, it's me.
The mayor has acknowledged the child, and now the child has acknowledged the mayor. This is definitely the mayor's daughter.
So what?
Everyone's having a great time here, except for the mayor. Church sirens are ringing, and
no,
everyone is singing.
That's not a thing.
Keep your hands up for Christmas.
No.
Keep your hands up for Christmas. Keep your hands up for Christmas. Keep your hands up for Christmas.
Put your hands down. It's not a
song. Keep your hands up for Christmas.
A church doesn't have a siren.
Sarah!
Hags throws snow at a window.
Sarah!
Rico pokes his head out.
Sarah! Oh, Hags!
What the hell?
I'm glad you came back. I've been thinking about your dinner joke.
You're a lunatic. Where's your niece? Sarah, please!
Hags tosses snowballs at another window.
Come on, Sarah. It's some kind of a meta commentary on the way we consume meat in this country.
Did you just run to another room?
Yeah.
It's weird, bro. Very weird.
Go away. Go home.
Hags picks up a poster that reads Sarah with a heart.
No, don't do the fucking card thing. You spelled my name wrong, Hag, because you put two A's.
Put love message here.
How drunk were you when you wrote these?
A sad house smokes.
Why is that house smoking a cigarette?
What? Okay, that's not what I meant to say, right? This is the one, though. This is what I've been wanting to say to you the entire night, sir.
Sarah stares at a poster that reads, "The McRib is back." Hags glances at the sign.
Damn, I really was high and drunk when I wrote these. Sarah, I just need you to listen to me.
I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to see you. And you clearly don't want to see me. You've been acting crazy.
I'm acting crazy because I was scared, Sarah. I thought because we were growing older that our relationship wouldn't be able to work anymore.
Well, maybe it doesn't.
No, Sarah, see, that's what I learned tonight. The love and the beauty of life doesn't just die because you get older. It gets better. Because you get to share those moments with the people you love the most.
Sarah's family stands nearby.
So you really weren't having an affair with the orphanage lady?
Hell no, I would never cheat on you. I love you. And do you know how terrified I am of you?
Yeah, I do.
I love you more and more every single day. You will always be the prom queen to me.
Hags gets down on one knee.
Sarah Martin, will you marry me?
Are you serious?
I've never been more serious about anything my entire life.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
They embrace.
Oh. I had literally no idea.
Sarah opens the gift box.
Oh my God, which one did you get? Did you get the one from my fucking vision board?
She finds a Rubik's Cube.
What? What the fuck is this, Hags? What the fuck?
Oh, damn! I lost your grandmom's ring.
What'd you say, bitch?
Grandma controls the titillator.
Sarah, your grandma can control this!
No. Watch out!
My eye sculpture!
Convulsing, Hags knocks over the sculpture and it shatters. At Winter Wonderland, a tower of beer cans replaces a Christmas tree. Chris hugs his sister, Spengler.
Chris, what are you doing here?
I'm here to see my sister. I can't spend another Christmas without my family.
I understand that, but you were about to get out in like 2 weeks, so now you're going to be in there for a lot longer.
You know what? I don't care, because I'm here now with my family at Winter Wonderland, like it used to be, remember? And now we're back, just like normal.
Just like normal.
Yeah.
A guy rips from a bong. A redhead looks at her hands and a man screams.
Oh, shit. I think we Freaky Friday.
Spengler walks away from Chris. She steps up to a podium to address the crowd. The security guard and others stare.
Are you okay?
I'm better than I've been in a very long time. Guys, my brother might be a little bit odd.
Yeah, he's insanely weird.
Well, but he's still my brother. And he made me realize that my family's not perfect. But no family is. But my brother, he busted his ass out of jail to be here with us tonight, okay? And if that's not the true meaning of this fucking holiday, then I don't know what is.
Kimmy and Chris join Spengler on the stage.
A wise woman once said, "You can have a monopoly on Christmas, but without family, your life will be a real twister."
Who said that?
I did.
Horrible quote.
Shoot him!
I seriously need you to stop asking me to shoot people, Mayor.
No, not Mayor. Nope, not anymore. I've spent too many years of my life being Mayor. I am just a normal, everyday mother and sister asking you to shoot that man dead because I hereby announce that I'm dropping out of the race. That's right. And my final act as your Mayor is pardoning my brother.
Chris pumps his fist, then hugs Kimmy.
Now someone get me a goddamn drink, because it's been a terrible night. Yes, thank you.
The security guard hands Spengler a beer, and she chugs it. As everyone cheers, Craig catches an owl feather in his hand. Spengler dances as she drinks. Craig gapes in horror at the feather. Craig looks over his shoulder to find the owl perching on a Christmas facade.
Christmas owl!
Everyone ducks for cover. Spengler peers intently at the owl.
Okay. All right. It's you and me, you son of a bitch. You got one chance. You better make it good.
Spengler removes her shoes.
We knew it was gonna end up like this, didn't we, buddy? Me and you. Woman versus bird. Come on!
Spengler and the guests duck as the owl swoops. Everyone looks up in awe as the owl perches on the Christmas tree of beer cans.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Spengler mouths thank you to the crowd. The security guard hugs a man.
It's a Christmas miracle! The owl returned because the mayor learned her lesson!
It is a Christmas miracle! Everything worked out just as it was supposed to.
Spengler hugs Chris. Craig dries his tears.
Would you like to reclaim your throne?
Yes, I would. And also, can you really pardon me?
Oh, not a chance in hell. So after Christmas, you should probably flee the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay. Hey, everybody, USA! 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 USA!
Orphans wait by a tree. Chris stands on a throne dressed as Santa.
Hey, kids! Santa's here! Hey, Sammy. How are you, bud?
All right.
Here, let me get you a gift.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Sammy unwraps Grandma's ring, which has a ruby red gem and an intricate band.
14 centuries of tradition. Priceless ring etched in love.
Son of a bitch, I wanted a Rubik's Cube.
Hey, Sammy, I know what you really want, and it's not in that bag. You want a family of your own, and guess what?
To Mike and Donna.
They're right over there.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids.
Plus the two of us.
Baby, we finally got our very own Ocean's 11. We'll take them all.
That's literally never going to happen.
Well, we've already started naming them.
We sure have.
Chandler, Phoebe.
Professor X. Scion.
Mitsubishi.
Jinko Jeans.
They already have names. They're like 12.
With Craig and Deirdre.
Things were said tonight that I really...
Deirdre, no. Just, please.
Craig finds Grandma's ring.
Oh my...
What? What if...
He gets on one knee to present the ring.
What? What the fuck are you doing? Are you proposing? I am not getting married again!
Hey! Don't you talk to me like that! From now on, I am the one that is doing the yelling!
Really?
Really! I'll take your ass to Maury!
I love you, Craig!
Merry fucking Christmas!
They make out aggressively. Andrew and Kimmy watch.
Your family's pretty crazy.
Yours is too.
Andrew and Kimmy share a tender gaze with owl scratches on their faces.
Fucking Christmas.
Fucking Christmas, owl.
Do you want to be my plus one?
The plus one?
Hags proposed to Sarah.
They hold the cube.
Holy shit, he really did it. Did you know that every time a bell rings, Angel gets his wings?
Andrew jingles a bell over Kimmy's head, then kisses her. In jail, the blonde officer brings a present to Angel's cell.
Got a Christmas delivery for you. I will tase you.
The tall cop shuts the cell as Angel sits down with his gift. He opens a box of crispy wings with a note.
Dear Angel, use your mom's secret recipe. Glad you finally got your wings. Love, Santa.
Oh. I'll be damned. Almost makes going to jail for killing 26 people worth it.
Angel perks up to a noise outside. He stands on a bench to peer outside at carolers.
It's the best Christmas ever. So much love this time of year. When we can be together with presents and Christmas cheer. There's ho, ho, ho's and mistletoes and bells are gonna ring. It's the best Christmas ever when every single angel gets their wing.
The owl pulls Chris in the cop car across a full moon.
And so another binge has come and gone. Old family fences were mended. New family bonds were erected. And for the first time ever, drugs were not only taken, but embraced at the dinner table. So make sure, however you celebrate the holidays this season, you aren't afraid to add a little bit of love A lot of bit of laughs and just a sprinkling of methamphetamines. Merry Bensmiths, everybody.
Binge book closes in the cozy, festive living room. Fade to black. Credits roll. Story by Jordan Van Dina and Jeremy Gerlich. Written and directed by Jordan Van Dina. Hags, Dexter Darden. Andrew, Eduardo Franco. Sarah, Zane Salem. Kimmy, Marta Pikars. Mayor Spangler, Caitlin Olson. Hampano Mike, Tony Cavallero. Uncle Chris, Nick Swordson. Keegan, Tim Meadows. Delray Donna, Patty Guggenheim. Deirdre, Eileen Galindo. Seb, Esteban Benito. Dakota, Brittany Garms. Angel, Danny Trejo. Greta, Connie Shee. Craig, Steve Little. Hector, Ithamar Enriquez. Rigo, Elaine Mora. Grandma Ray, Karen Maruyama. Credits continue.
I'm investing in Tickling. You know, we got him. I mean, I was in a... Oh, shit. Huh? And with that, another binge comes to a close. We laughed. We cried. I did peyote. Ate three lemons with the rinds on. And I wrestled a snowman. Truly a poetic night. What a great Christmas.
Your camera person left hours ago.
Okay, I don't talk to coyotes.
I'm talking to a nutcracker.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm live. I'm Soup Anderson, signing off with Channel 7 News. Good night and good luck. And I hope you get a good fuck. I was like, I just added it. It was for fun.
Copyright 2022, Trippy Digits, Inc., all rights reserved. Trippy Digits, Inc. is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. Audio description by Point360. Narrated by Roy Samuelson. Logos appear. LD Entertainment. American High.